So welcome to the Strange on Purpose podcast.
Welcome to the Strange on Purpose podcast. I'm Izzy. Let's get rolling. I am jazzed to have on my guest today. Her name is Carmina, and she is super dope. And I am going to let her talk about herself and talk about everything she's touched and worked on in the past. Carmina, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Excited to finally be chatting with you.
I think it's about time at this point. I'm excited to just have everybody hear your story and everything that you've worked on, like I said before. But for those who don't know who you are, Carmina, do you want to give people an answer to the simple question of who are you?
Yes. So I'm Carmina. I'm a first-generation Chicana, Latina, originally from Oakland, California. But I moved to Portland when I was like 9, 10. So have a little bit of that, you know, Bay hyphy vibe, but also that hippie, crunchy Portland in me. My parents immigrated from Mexico City before my brother and I were born. So all of my family, excluding like a couple here and there, are all still in Mexico. And that's still definitely home for us and me. And I'm actually in Oaxaca right now. I know I told you that before we got started, but we had a layover in Mexico City on our way here, and just even being there, just even in the airport for a couple hours, was just so invigorating. So I went to U of O, which is in Eugene. I actually had a full ride there through a diversity excellence scholarship that enabled me to go to college. I almost didn't even go because I was planning on working and saving up money, just because school loans are daunting, and especially at 18, that's like not, you know, really what was in my in the cards for me. but luckily I was able to go to U of O, and I majored in Spanish, minored in business, and graduated with a ridiculous amount of science credits. I thought I wanted to be a doctor or a nurse, so I was studying human physiology until my senior year, when I realized I wasn't excited about that path. And it was one that I had chosen because, you know, being a daughter of immigrants, you're aware of their sacrifices and want to prove them that it was all worth it. And my parents were also super adamant that I, you know, needed to have a secure, stable job. So I naturally just picked from what I knew, which was, you know, teacher, doctor, lawyer, nurse. Like I just, those were the choices that were in my bucket to choose from, or at least that's what I thought at the time. But yeah, so I never really considered studying communications or creative, anything in the creative field, because I just didn't know that those jobs existed. And so I think in college, just being surrounded by creative people and looking at what I was doing with my time outside of school. So like working at different retail stores, you know, being, that was like at the rise of like Instagram and being obsessed with like different brands and which ones I liked. Like it just made me realize that like I wanted to be in a marketing or creative field. And so this is has led me to getting in front of you today, because my zigzag way of getting to Adidas, getting to where I'm at, was, you know, that's all the background for it.
The time that you've spent trying to figure out where you wanted to be to now, that's an amazing journey and story, and that resonates with so many people going through it right now, and probably a lot of listeners. So I appreciate you sharing that. That's amazing. So when we talk about Adidas and talk about the title that everybody chases or anything like that, specifically, like, you have a dream job for a lot of people. So what is it that you do, and like, can you give a little bit of examples of like some work that you've like worked on or anything like that?
So I'm currently a wholesale activation manager for Adidas, working with our consortium network and our top tier sneaker accounts. You know, many of which you probably know, Kith, Extra Butter, Packer, Bait, Bodega, and, you know, other key kind of players in the sneaker world. And I recently started this role in the middle of the pandemic. So I think it's a little different than what my day to day would be in a non-COVID world, but it's really awesome. Like I get to work and help support accounts bring different concepts to life, whether it's like statement collaborations or their own Adidas collab product. So yeah, it's super collaborative and the people are so genuinely passionate and just really creative. And it's cool to be working with, you know, the OGs that just are awesome. But previous to this, I was on Originals North America kind of communications team, working on projects like our Ren DMC 50th Superstar Anniversary Collection, the Bad Bunny announcement, and first two drops. So have had some, you know, pretty amazing opportunities.
You've been through a lot. And like through all your different experiences, both professionally and educationally, I'm just interested to know like what drives you? What makes you wake up every morning and open the laptop or go into the office and continuously put in your 110%?
Yeah, I think definitely just, you know, my parents and the sacrifices that they've made. Both of my parents were undocumented. My mom actually didn't get her citizenship until I was 16, and my dad wasn't until I was, you know, 22, 23. So I was always aware of like the sacrifices they made for my brother and I, you know, being away from family and navigating a new country, language, culture. Just definitely like motivates me to, you know, show them that I'm super grateful and, you know, kind of just, I don't know, pay it back, I guess, with what I'm able to accomplish. Yeah. And I think too, like growing up first generation or a child of immigrants, like you have this chip on your shoulder to prove to your family that it wasn't for nothing. And so, or even just with that, like knowing that this, my story could be an inspiration for someone else that might have a similar background or whatnot is also definitely very motivating.
So I'm starting to mix in this question in new episodes. So what's your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
Yeah, I think, so for me, it's definitely when I was in college, my senior year, I was in the middle of a really intense like sequence for my human physiology degree. And I just did not feel as passionate or as driven as like, as I wanted to feel. And so I took the term off and luckily my I think it was my dean or scholarship dean was super understanding and encouraging. And I kind of, you know, went home and just really had to sit with myself and figure out what it was that I wanted to do. And I think it was just the hardest realization because it was definitely the first form of like real, I guess, quitting, you know, like deciding that something wasn't for me. But I definitely learned to just, you know, it's important to listen to yourself. And luckily I was already double majoring in Spanish and I had my business minor. So I was still on track to graduate, but it was definitely just, you know, one of those big like breakthrough moments.
So you did some work with the SEED program and the program's really dope. And if you are wondering what SEED is or anything like that, I'll leave links on the Instagram posts and everything like that so you guys can check it out. But for those who do know, what was your favorite part about working on the project? You're touching so many people's lives. So I'm guessing like you had an amazing time working on the program itself.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. I had the opportunity to work with Liz and Charisse and the rest of the SEED team on the marketing piece of the program for their inaugural year because we had our Superstar 2020 Changes a Team Sport campaign. And this was just one of the programs that really, you know, was a proof point to this messaging. And so I was able to work with them to just, you know, really get the word out about what SEED was, who was a part of it, and what the goal is. And it was really amazing. Like Liz and Charisse are inherently storytellers. So I learned so much from them. And I think, too, something that was, you know, really personal is just knowing that if, you know, this would be a program that would have impacted me so much at like 15, 18, 21, like those, like, you know, formative key years. And I think just like knowing that this could be kind of that message that an aspiring designer needed to, you know, continue following their dream, or their craft. Like, I think we all need to give ourselves permission to follow what drives and excites us. And I think that was really what we were trying to do with what we created. So it was awesome.
You just talked about how big of a opportunity this would be for your 18-year-old self. So let's talk about your 18-year-old self. Like, if you could take that time machine and give yourself any advice at 18, what would it be?
I think mine's pretty simple. I think I would definitely tell myself to trust my gut, to nurture my hobbies, my interests, like, just because I can't figure out a way that this could lead into a career doesn't mean that I should, like, you know, turn on that. And I think, just follow a career that feels true to you.
Carmina, what makes you strange on purpose?
I think what makes me strange on purpose is how untraditional my career and journey have been so far. Like, I'm definitely still at the beginning, but I never would have thought that I'd be working in sneakers, working directly with, you know, the OGs, traveling, the experiences and the people I've met. Like, I don't know. It's just definitely not what I ever imagined, but it's exactly what I always wanted. So it's, I think just the zigzag of it all.
Well, Carmina, thank you for jumping on the Strange on Purpose podcast, and I look forward to what's in the future and keeping along in the journey.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Strange on Purpose podcast. As always, if you enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes before, please like, review, follow the podcast on Instagram, drop a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you check us out. It helps the podcast grow immensely. So I appreciate you. I could not do this without you.